I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show, hosted by yours truly, Jason Grill. You're listening to 980 AM KMBZ. I appreciate you joining us again this week for Grill Nation Show. You're listening via the website, grillnationshow.com, or on podcast. I appreciate it as well. Big show today. We'll get to that in just a second. Stay tuned. I want to thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. The title sponsors of the show are Trusts, MoBank, BOK Financial, and Two West Advisors. Contributors and on-air contributors and co-hosts are the Rieger KC, Jay Rieger, and Co. Ryan maybe joins me every other month. One Light Luxury Apartments and Reactor Design Studios and Clifton Alexander, guest co-host, partner, and on-air contributor. He will be my guest today. You can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. I'm also available on other social media handles. Just search for Jason Grill. I love hearing from you all, and I appreciate you joining us each and every week. The feedback has been great. So whether it's good or bad, keep it coming because we want to put together a great show for you each and every week. As mentioned, one of our great on-air contributors of the show is Clifton Alexander from Reactor Design Studios. The website is reactorkc.com. He's joining me today for the show. How are you doing, Clifton?
I'm doing great.
Busy. Good to see you again. You've been a busy man. I know you've been traveling a lot.
Getting ready to do some more travel. We got Washington, D.C. coming up this weekend. I've got about a third of our team is going to be out there working on a big client on-site deal with this big conference we're doing. And then a couple weeks after that, I'm going on a vacation. Yes. Me and my wife need a vacation.
To Alaska?
To Alaska. Just me and the wife, 15-year anniversary, and kids are going to stay home and enjoy the heat, and we're going to be off, climbing glaciers with polar bears. And
so is your wife like into the outdoors, I guess, then?
Yeah, totally. She's we don't go camping and stuff like that all the time, but we love to be adventurous, and when we went to Costa Rica, we did all the everything outdoorsy adventure you can imagine. We're going to do that again here in Alaska coming up. So pretty cool. Lots of hiking.
Where do you go there?
Kayaking, all that kind of
stuff. Fly into Anchorage.
We're going to fly into Anchorage. Then we get on the boat in south of Anchorage, Seward, Alaska. And then we'll hit Juneau, Ketchikan, Icy Strait Point.
Now, did you plan this trip?
Yes.
Okay. All those cities I've never heard of, so congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, part of that is part of the cruise boat kind of deal. You get on the cruise boat, basically becomes your floating hotel, so you don't have to change hotels every single night. But you can go and experience things like salmon fishing and crab catching and bear sighting and all that stuff. When you head to these towns, right, there's not a lot of roads, and it would take you forever to drive through all those towns. Yeah. So you jump on the boat, you go to the next town over, you do all those crazy things, and then you get back on the boat, you know. And then we end up in Vancouver. So I've got a whole day extra in Vancouver that we're looking forward to, and no idea what we're going to do there, but heard it's a cool city. So
yeah, beautiful city.
Fly home from Vancouver.
Very cool. So you're busy.
Busy.
You'll have a good time in D.C., great city as well.
Love D.C. Every time I go there, I do something interesting and different. And,
who knows? You go through tunnels.
Yeah, we talked about the tunnels last time. That's right. Yeah, that was fun.
So on today's show, what are we going to talk about? We're going to have two of your interns coming in here shortly that joined you in the spring at Reactor Design Studio. Really interesting people with different stories and really good work product from everything I understand.
So just be a good different type of perspective of I don't know, kind of what it's like working in a design studio like ours, what are a little bit of what our culture is like, but just kind of the differences in some of the day-to-day things and the dynamic that interns bring to our team and how important that is for us.
Mm-hmm. And kind of really get to know them and talk about their experience and why it is important for them as well as why it's important for you guys. And then we're going to have some fun. We decided to mix it up a little bit. We're going to talk about food.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a theme for a segment or two on the show. Something totally different. We're going to talk about some of your favorite local restaurants, which I believe will include some taco shops, but I'm not sure yet. And how do you actually deal with clients working lunches and taking them to interesting places?
A little bit different than the typical scenario. So we just,
we'll talk about that. And then we'll also talk about some things that restaurants should maybe be thinking about doing.
Yes.
You are in the marketing, branding, design business, and some things you've seen out there in your eating days. I know you go out to eat a lot, that some restaurants are doing really well and some restaurants maybe need to work on.
Yep.
And there's some philosophies behind that.
Oh yeah.
So that'll be real interesting to talk about. Excited for that. So what's going on at the company? You have any updates?
Yeah.
3 minutes left in the segment. I know you guys are doing some crazy things on Thursdays with happy hours, some Friday lunches.
Friday lunch. You know,
tons of work with clients.
All of our daily work is obviously very important to us, and we're really busy right now. This is one of the busiest times of year every year with the big conference that I just mentioned coming up, and we're all going to be in D.C. and that sort of thing.
The whole company's going.
Well, three of us will be going. Okay. So,
what's the name of that conference?
So it's the National Charter Schools Conference. It's all about charter
speaking
schools
of charter
and education
schools,
and all that. So
I was in Denver last week for a conference myself for 24 hours, and the governor was there, and I got to talk to him a lot. And they have 260 charter schools in Colorado.
I bet we will see a lot of folks from Colorado at this conference next week. So it's a big conference. It's 4,000 or 5,000 people. We do every single piece of the puzzle related to marketing and branding of the conference. So all the signage, all the logos, all the 150 page program book, signage, the convention center is all decked out.
You did all that.
We do all of that work. And it's a year long process doing that work, and it all culminates with everybody working like mad crazy kind of leading up to getting there. And then we're on site to make sure that everything goes smoothly while we're on site with the presentations and the graphics and everything going on. And
very cool.
And it's a little bit of a wind down for us too. As the conference people are just winding up for the conference, we're just starting to wind down, which is kind of nice.
All the groundwork in advance. Yeah. I love that.
But we had a couple of cool things we did was that we're kind of in the awards show season, I guess you could say. And so at the KCDMA, the Kansas City Direct Marketing Awards, and the Kansas City Business Marketing Awards, we took home Best of Show at both of those.
No way. Congrats.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. The thing that I love about
I saw
about
you wear an
those,
orange tuxedo. Is that right?
Well, it's a suit that has orange lapels and orange inside as a custom-made deal. So you've seen the
photos.
Pictures.
Facebook.
The great thing about those types of awards shows is they are not only driven by the creative, they're also driven by the results. There are a lot of award shows that only look at pretty pictures and they give people huge awards. These particular shows are based on the results and the way the work looks and how it helped the client. And we write big case studies. They're very intense to put together. But when we can come away with a whole bunch of awards for those and winning a best of show, that to us is the icing on the cake, because there's other people recognizing that we're also doing really good work for our clients. And the important things. Cool thing is one of those was a nonprofit, which is pretty cool. And the other one was, for a very large company in town that we did some direct marketing work for. So we sent out some really amazing kits for their sales team to get their foot in the door for some new clients. And they have actually already won, over $60,000-$70,000 worth of business just off of sending these kits out and getting names in the door and making phone calls and, getting some people's attention. So that's the kind of work we do, I think, and we're being recognized for it. And it's great for my team, to be recognized for their hard work. And that's kind of the cool things we do.
Kudos to you guys. Exciting show today. I'm excited to get going here. We're going to talk to Tyler and Lauren here after the break. You're listening to Grill Nation Show on KMBZ 980 AM. Thanks for joining us. Hello and welcome back to Grill Nation with Jason Grill, 980 AM, KMBZ, as well as on grillnationshow.com. Appreciate you joining me via podcast as well on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. You can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. We're continuing our conversation with Clifton Alexander from Reactor Design Studios. This is on Twitter at Cliff Bow, that's B-O. On Twitter, also, his website is reactorkc.com. He's a contributor and partner to the Grill Nation Show. We're lucky to have him as always the first week of each month. Clifton, welcome back to the show.
What's up, my man?
How are you?
Good.
So we talked a little bit in the first segment about the show, and really excited to kind of talk about this next subject, which I don't know if we've ever done on the show's history. This is show 110 of Grill Nation and show probably 400 or 500 of radio experience for me in the studio. We have some guests with us in studio today. We have two of your interns at Reactor. We have Lauren Muth and Tyler Price. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Hey.
Thank you, Lauren.
Good to see you. So, Clifton, let's kind of talk about this because we've never done something like this.
I'm trying to do something a little bit different.
Yeah. You know? So you decided, hey, let's bring in some of the interns and let's get to know them.
Yeah. Why not?
So why don't we start off with Lauren? Lauren, so tell us about yourself.
Hi. My name is Lauren. I'm going to be a senior at KU in this fall, and I'm studying design with a focus in photo media.
Photo media.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. So, that didn't exist when we were in college.
Right.
I don't believe. They taught us how to use email back then when I was in school. Cool. So how'd you get connected to this guy?
Right. So as a part of our program, they're always pushing us to look for internships, as do most colleges and programs. So I kind of started out looking in the design realm, photography kind of things that I was studying, and realized that I'm more interested in the marketing side of it. So I kind of started searching for a company that would allow me to integrate all sorts of those aspects and the things that I love to work on. And I came across Reactor, so kind of just out of the blue, that was one of the submissions I put in. And right away, they called me back and said they'd like to do an interview. And
well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So are you from this area?
I am. I'm from Overland Park.
Okay. So you knew about kind of Kansas City and how everything functioned.
Uh-huh.
That's and Lauren cool. is a multi-talented person, as we found out. Pretty much any day, if we need something kind of random, and we just asked Lauren, do you know how to do that? And she goes, yes, I do.
Figures it out, right?
She just does it, right? And it's amazing. So
that is cool. Yeah. And then Tyler, tell us about yourself.
I'm Tyler. I'm a senior at the prestigious University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Nice. Local guy.
Yeah. I'm a marketing major. I'm pretty excited to graduate in December. So
you guys, and you're from here too?
No. I've been here for like the last 7 years, but I grew up in Texas.
Texas. What part of Texas?
Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, Texas. Yeah. Texas Tech. Right? Is that where that is?
Yeah, that's where that
there
is.
There you go. So how'd you get connected to this guy?
Well, I was looking for internships for the last year or so, and the Reactor internship popped up on the UMKC Rue Career Network site, and I applied. Because I was applying for everything I possibly could, and they hit me back up pretty quick.
Did they?
Yeah.
And you guys started in the springtime of 2017.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you're still here. That's good.
Still here. Right. Yes. Going to go through the summer. And sometimes we put out an internship request for one marketing intern, and sometimes we get more than one qualified applicant, and we say, you know what? Let's just hire them both. They both have different skill sets, and both bring quite a bit to the table. And so we ended up hiring both of them because we at the end of the day, we couldn't really decide, honestly, between one or the other. And so we just hired them both. That's been great.
So, did you do internships before you got involved in starting your own company?
No.
So you've totally done the opposite of them.
Yeah. It was back when I was in school, getting an internship was not a requirement. And so it is now at most schools, as you guys said.
It is.
It wasn't when I was in school. And so I worked retail jobs to make money and to just kind of keep myself afloat while I was in school.
Yeah.
And I wish that I had worked an internship type of job instead of at the store of knowledge in the plaza. You remember that place? The KCPT store of knowledge. I was the guy standing on the sidewalk flipping the Hoberman sphere up in the air and trying to get people to walk in the door. So
that's cool.
Yeah. That was my internship, the streets.
So now you guys have probably different backgrounds, non-traditional and traditional, but why don't you take us through that? Because off air, we were talking about kind of your pathways to this. Tyler, you're a little older than Lauren is.
Just a smidge.
Just a smidge. Tell us about that and why you decided to do this now.
Yeah, so I'm 29. I'll turn 30 in October. And I'm almost done with, so this is my first bachelor's degree. I took just a weird road, after high school and stuff like that.
Sure.
Moved to Kansas City and got married. And my wife is awesome. And she encouraged me to go back to school.
So that story could have gone two ways. And I was thinking it was going to go the other way. I was thinking,
well,
thought it was going to be like, I got married at a young age and I was doing something else. I've since moved on from my wife and going back to school and doing these things. And I'm happy that it turned out the way it did.
Yeah. The more encouraging of the two paths, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to be more positive.
Yeah.
There you go. Jeez. Come on, man.
Bringing this party down a little bit.
Come on.
Okay.
So ultimately, like, it's just going to be more difficult for a 30-year-old, like, recent graduate to get a job anyway. And we have to do internships as it is just to get the experience on the resume. And I really wanted to work for a place that's Kansas City based, smaller, and Reactor was just the perfect alignment right there.
When did you start wanting to do this kind of work?
So I went to art school originally and dropped out of art school. And then whenever my wife told me to start to pursue a degree, I started a philosophy degree, which no offense to the philosophy majors out there, but I wanted a job eventually. So
you didn't want to be a professor.
Art and philosophy married, I think, is marketing. I think the philosophy of, like, why we do what we do and buy what we buy and sell what we sell, I think that's marketing applied. So I'm just progressively getting more employable, essentially.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's a good story. You know, Clifton, you don't see that routinely, but it's good to see.
Nope. Yeah. And I like that concept, the philosophy and art is marketing, right? Basically, and that's true. Mm-hmm. You know,
for what you guys
as marketers do. We are philosophers, we're all kinds of things. We put ourselves in some really unique situations and trying to understand what the consumer is going to want or need and how we can push that out to them, and we do that with art and philosophy and all kinds of things. So mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
And Lauren, you went the traditional route. Have you always wanted to do this and get into the marketing world and branding?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that I kind of started. I grew up loving photography, and it was something that my mom, like, got me into right away. So mm-hmm. I was kind of exploring that, didn't think of it too much as, like, a major or something I should pursue. But the more, kind of like Tyler, teachers and mentors, like, guiding you along that way, I realized, you know, with, like, business, with journalism backgrounds, things that I've done with that I can make a good living doing something that I love. So mm-hmm. the more that I've looked into it, the more excited I am to have this experience and be around these
people.
Now,
is this your first internship?
No, I've had some other ones in the Lawrence area. So I've also worked at a radio station. I've worked at the UDK paper, doing all sorts of stuff kind of along that path. But I think this is one of the first ones where I feel more integrated in the real world and working with the clients that they have and just all that
cool
experience.
So what do you guys get out of this, Clifton, having great interns working with y'all and your team, because they seem like they got their stuff together?
So I personally always say that what we get out of it, or what I get out of it, is having some really young people in our office who are not jaded by working in the real world yet. And it's true, right? As you start working in the real world, especially in design or marketing or branding or whatever it is, the more times you get told no by a client, the more jaded you can be, and the less, not the less creative you can be, but I think you tend to want to discount an idea too soon or sooner than you would. And so for us, interns on the marketing side and the design side is a really big deal, because we get and are able to experience these really big ideas that are very, lofty. And a lot of times we even look at them and say, yeah, the client will never go for that, right? But the fact that it's out there is what we need, and is something that helps us as a company in its entirety. our employees, we have no problems coming up with really big ideas. We do that every day for our client. But I think our interns that we have in-house are a big part of that in terms of helping us just be more open and free and not have to worry about what we're thinking. And just, you know, every big idea eventually leads to something, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I personally like about it, is that piece of it. And then just the younger the people are in the studio, the younger I feel, frankly, as I'm starting to get older. And I feel like I'm hanging out with people that are a lot younger than me.
It's weird, awesome. When you start to get older, right?
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. Yes. So,
always young at heart.
So what do you guys, what do you think of the culture over at Reactor? Do you enjoy the setting and the, I know you guys have a lot of First Friday events. Tell us about kind of working there. We got about a minute left in this segment.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love working with everyone. It's such a fun environment and they have all sorts of activities going on all the time and all sorts of projects. So, stuff like First Friday, we get the chance to work with vendors, kind of hang out with one another and get to see all of our hard work put into place for the community.
Nice.
For me, it's been really cool to step into a space that isn't all that different from the culture I experience at school. So like, there's not a huge culture shift of having to tuck my shirt in and put a tie on or anything like that. I'm still able to experience life in a creative and like free realm. So that's really appreciated and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. You guys shop at the same location? I'm noticing your shirts today.
Yeah, maybe.
Now I know why you guys get along.
That's right.
Tyler and Lauren, appreciate you guys coming into the studio today. Really cool what you're all up to. And Clifton, we'll be right back after the break with more Grill Nation. Thanks for joining us.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body.
Welcome back to Grill Nation with Jason Grill. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far today. You're listening to 980 AM KMBZ, or you are listening via iTunes or Stitcher, as well as on grillnationshow.com. Appreciate you joining us and sticking with us today. I hope you're having a great summer so far as we've kicked off summer. And one of the things on this show we like to do is we like to talk about new, cool, fun places, restaurants, bars, whatever you want to talk about. We kind of always think that's really important to the show is the culture aspect and what Kansas City has going for it. And Clifton, who's my guest today, Clifton Alexander, supporter and friend of the Grill Nation show, has some favorites. And he has want to talk a little bit about food in this segment,
well,
aren't we?
Yeah.
We're going to mix it up a little bit. We're gonna take the focus off the internship program.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about food.
So before we even get really started, my whole thing is with food is that I am not what you would call a foodie, air quotes. But I like to consider myself a foodie related to, inexpensive food, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Right? So
street food.
Hamburgers.
You still haven't taken me to that place.
I know. We're going to go there.
I went there
yesterday for dinner. It was good.
Okay. Next month.
Bar food, that sort of thing. Like I know I love really, really amazing high quality food, but most of the time it's not at a fancy high dollar place with tiny portions. It's usually like street tacos or amazing handmade burgers that are $5, stuff like that. So I'm a foodie of a different kind, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Right? A low price foodie, low price, high quality foodie, not a high price foodie.
We need to know where we need to go then. So, you obviously are a taco guy.
I'm a big taco guy.
You've talked about that on the air. You're a taco freak almost.
I am a taco freak. I eat a lot of tacos. I eat anything taco related, but this is what I always tell people. My favorite taco place, El Camino Real in downtown KCK, but I also really like certain types of tacos at places like Taco Bell. Like I said, I'm not gonna discriminate. I'm gonna eat wherever something tastes really good to me.
Yeah.
Right?
If you like tacos, you like Taco Bell.
And sometimes it's El Camino Real. Right.
So do you ever have bad tacos? If you love tacos, do you ever go to a taco place? No names on this one, but you're just like, oh, that was terrible.
I will say I don't know that I've had a bad taco per se, but I have had really overpriced tacos that sound a lot better than they actually are.
than they taste.
Yeah. So there are some places in town that are what I would call maybe like the really fancy high dollar taco places. And I don't tend to like those because they sound really good and they end up not being that great, or they're kind of bland, but they're very expensive.
What is a high dollar taco? I'm curious about that.
$3-4 a taco.
$3-4 a taco.
Versus your El Camino Real that's $1.50 or $1 on Wednesday. And I would say I would put the El Camino Real taco any day up against any taco in the country.
Really?
At $1 a piece. So
that is. Yeah.
That's kind of my point of what I was saying earlier about.
I think I've had the El Camino Real taco, yeah, but yeah. I haven't had it in a long time.
Yeah. So we'll go there as well.
Okay. So it's $1.50. Okay. So obviously that's one of your top taco places.
Yes.
Is it open?
They're open all the time, man. They open at like 10:30 in the morning if you want to start eating lunch at that hour. They're open until 1 or 2 in the morning on Saturdays, I think. Friday, Saturday. So if you're
KCK, downtown Southwest KCK. Boulevard.
So if you're rolling out of 7th Street Casino,
okay,
in the middle of the night and you need something to eat, you can go over to El Camino Real and get something.
Okay.
Yeah. I happen to know the family pretty well too. I've been going there for so long and I've really gotten to know the father, who's essentially the patriarch over the empire of El Camino Real, and his two sons work in the business, the daughter-in-law. They're a big family operation there. I've gotten to know all of them, and their story is really, really neat, and they make really amazing food.
Interesting. And it's called El Camino Real.
Yep. They even have a restaurant.
Which stands for the real way, if you translate it, yeah, which I just did.
They had the dad back in the '70s started a taco restaurant in Mexico City, and that restaurant still exists, and I have eaten there.
Really?
Yes. So
you really are a
serendipitous moment when I was working in Mexico City a few years ago. I happened to be working near where their location was, and
so
I
had
tacos there. So
of course.
I had to go. Yeah.
Were they good?
So they were really good.
Yeah. So, okay. Other places.
So,
It can't just be about Taco Real.
Okay, it can't be about El Camino Real. Here's what I'll tell you, though, is anywhere you go, you can find good local food, even in Johnson County, right? One of the biggest issues that I feel is sort of plaguing Johnson County is everything out there, for the most part, is chain, franchise-type restaurants, right? Some of them are very good, very good. Some of them are just kind of okay, and a lot of them are not that good. Right. But there are some really nice, awesome hole in the wall places in Johnson County, too. For tacos, there's El Fogón, which is off 105th and Metcalf. That's one of our favorites. It's kind of by our house. McLean's Market is really amazing. A brand new shop that popped up off the road. Have you ever been there?
I've driven by it many times. Yeah. We have some clients out there.
Yeah, and that place is amazing. It's not a hole in the wall. I wouldn't call it a hole in the wall. I would call it
it's
family owned. It's brand new, but it's a family owned thing. It's inside of an old Quick Trip. They made it really look really nice, but it's kind of a fancy market/food place.
And
the food's a little bit higher end, I guess, but it's really good, good quality, fresh, local kind of food and that sort of thing. So you can find those things even in Johnson County. I've probably been to most of the little one-off owned places. I've probably also been to all of the franchised places too. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we eat out a lot in my family, and I eat lunch out almost every day at work,
which is
too
unique. So,
yep.
Yes.
Yep. So, you know, honestly, at home we get so tired and bored of doing dishes and things like that we just let's go out to eat again. Okay, sounds good. Right? Okay, sounds good.
So, what are your favorites? What are your favorites near you?
With the family, we go to Red Robin a lot.
Red Robin
franchise, it is what it is. But you know what? They have good quality food and freaking bottomless fries, and they're amazing. And you could eat those fries all day long. My kids love the mac and cheese, and it's bottomless. They've done some things that are really different, I think, in that space where they've said, you know, there's an old book that I read called, I think the book was called Just Give Them the Pickle. And the whole concept was in business, sometimes you just have to give your client that pickle that costs 5 cents or something as a restaurant, for example, instead of trying to charge them for it. And the author of the book was going through this analogy that he was trying to eat at a restaurant. And he just wanted a pickle with a sandwich, and the restaurant was trying to charge him 50 cents for the pickle. And he's like, come on, man, it's just a freaking pickle. And so the idea is in business, sometimes it's okay to just give people things, especially the things that don't cost that much, or that's, you know, like when Taco Bell throws in 900 packets of hot sauce, like you don't need them. Nobody will ever need that much hot sauce, but they do it because then you're not walking away thinking, man, I didn't get enough hot sauce, right? It's cheap. It's easy. It's just kind
of
giving them
a lot of people don't do that.
Right.
I mean, and a lot.
Right. Subway is famous for not giving people napkins and weird things like that. Right. So the concept is just give them a pickle. Right. So Red Robin, they say, you know what? People love these fries. They're going to go there just for the fries or whatever. And so let's just give it. We don't care how many fries you eat. You're also going to order a burger. You're probably going to get a shake. Your kids are probably going to get the mac and cheese, maybe two or three rounds of it.
You know, I've never heard of bottomless fries. Ever,
oh yeah,
at any
right.
restaurant,
and so
anywhere.
It's a really neat thing.
This is the difference between us. I have no kids, so I've never been to it. I've never been to a Red Robin.
Right. But here's the thing too. If you don't like fries, they introduced now you can do their broccoli, bottomless broccoli. You can mandarin oranges. You can do a whole bunch of things on their menu that you would normally get as a side.
So they're offering those for health conscious.
And
people.
They will also if you make your order, they will bring them out to you before your order even gets there as like an appetizer. So they're saying to that, like, I go to Red Robin, I never order an appetizer. And even though they have them on the menu, because I use the fries as the appetizer. They're saying that it's okay for me not to order an appetizer because I'm there in their restaurant spending money. And that's really what they're after. They want me there. And they've understood that concept, and I think they get that better than most.
This
places.
Goes back to your full-time job, marketing.
Yes.
And branding and design work, right?
Exactly. That's what
See,
it's all about.
A guy like me wouldn't think about it, all of these things.
That's right.
But you have the background. It makes you really
yep.
think about all
yep.
the different things business
We're thinking
are
about it all the time. Constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And what are those things that do that? And so that comes up in my studio from time to time, right? Where sometimes we need to throw a bone to a client just to continue that relationship or to further that relationship. And it's not about just giving away free work or doing one more round of revisions without charging them for it. It's about understanding relationships of clients and how important it is to have a long-term, long-time valuable client.
Mm-hmm.
The lifetime of that client is way more important to me than throwing an extra round of revisions or throwing in something from here or there, right? Or throwing in an extra basket of fries every now and again. But I'll tell you what, we eat at Rod Robin probably two or three times a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the ultimate thing for a restaurant like that is
what's your
five
take? What's your take on a place
in,
like what? Okay. What's you know? Your take on a place like Jimmy Johnson? I want to know what your take is. It's fast. It is.
And we love Jimmy John's.
Expensive.
Well, we used to love Jimmy John's.
Until they charge you for the pickles.
Well,
then it's over.
Right. They charge you for the pickles. We found out they were charging us pretty high rates just for the delivery. And then one day when we had ordered Jimmy John's, it took them over an hour to get our food. And we had already missed the meeting that the food was supposed to be coming for. And so we had to, Tyler was part of that. Actually, it was his interview. He came in for his interview and we hadn't eaten lunch yet because the lunch was over an hour late. So we were all like, well, let's just go to Grinders. And Tyler's interview was at Grinders over lunch.
Nice.
Because Jimmy John's never showed up. So here's the crazy thing about it.
Okay. We got another
we
step.
Have, we haven't ordered Jimmy John's since then. Their entire philosophy is about quick, fast, whatever. They messed up. Really royally one time, and it kind of all of a sudden makes us think it's weird. It's like what if they mess up again this time?
Yeah.
And we haven't ordered it since. And I feel bad in a way because it may not have been their fault. I don't know what was going on, right?
Yeah.
But it just happened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Clifton Alexander, Reactor Design Studios, ReactorKC.com. He's on Twitter at Cliff Bow. We'll be right back after the break with more Grill Nation. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back to Grill Nation with Jason Grill. I appreciate you sticking with us on the show today. You're listening to 980 AM KBZ as well as potentially on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or grillnationshow.com. My guest today has been Clifton Alexander. We're in our final segment. Clifton is from Reactor Design Studios, a great company here in Kansas City. Very creative guy. His website is reactorkc.com. I'd check it out if I were you. Tell your friends. We're also talking about food today.
Food and giving people pickles.
Yes. We did not expect to get into the pickle debate. Okay, so you got a couple more things you wanted to talk about. We talked a little bit about Mexican and food and breached the burger subject a little bit with Red Robin. I know there's another place called Big Bam's that you really like.
Oh, Big Bam's.
And that's close by here somewhat, right?
It's in Shawnee off of Neiman. It's my favorite burger place in all of town.
It's, you know, $5 burgers.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going there at some point.
We will go there.
I drove by it once just to see where it was.
Yeah. It's another little hole in the wall.
It was
joint.
Closed. It was like a late, it was after a city council meeting. It was pretty late.
Oh, yeah.
And so, interesting though. We're going to check that out. It's another hole in the wall. Downtown, you guys are officed in the Crossroads. What are your likes down there?
So every, we go to lunch a lot as a team. And then every single Friday, we bring lunch into the office for everybody. And we have a big team lunch and kind of a
nice,
rah rah, you know, rally around what's going on in the company with all the different projects we're working on. And, we talk about all kinds of things, right? And we just hang out and have a meal, break bread together, so to speak, right? We're big believers in that kind of concept. We've talked about brainstorming over food. Really, everything in my life seems to revolve around food somehow, right? Somehow it does revolve around food. But one of the coolest things about being in the Crossroads is we are within walking distance of some of the most awesome restaurants right there.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are very hole in the wall places like the Brick. Have you ever been to the Brick?
I have. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I had a burger there.
It's just kind of a dive bar and it's just random off the street and in the
burgers,
Crossroads, but
burgers.
Their food is amazing. Yeah. You know, it's very high quality, fancy food. In a bar like setting Grinders, of course, everybody knows about Grinders. We've got a bunch of new stuff opening up, really, really high, fancy, high dollar stuff.
Really?
Corvino Supper Club opened up.
I knew about that. We had him on the show.
From us, yeah.
That is across the street from y'all.
Yeah. Of course, there's the old standards, Michael Smith and Extra Virgin and those types of places. But we have just about every cuisine you can imagine down there in the Crossroads. It's all within walking distance and or a quick pickup and delivery back to the office. And we like to find a different-ish place every week to bring food in and wherever we go, but it's a great
place. And there'll be a new taco shop by you.
And we are, yeah. So I'm reserving my
probably be expensive.
My excitement. I'm reserving my excitement for the Mission Taco Joint until I've actually tried it. I am very excited that Mission Taco Joint is opening up right literally two blocks from our office. It's kind of a dream come true to have a taco shop in the office or in the Crossroads right by our office. But, you know, but like I said, I've never had their tacos. I've heard they're really good. I know they're trying to be more of the street taco type stuff, which is my favorite kind. And, we'll see. I'm reserving my judgment until they open.
Well,
it should be any day now.
Oh, really?
They're close. I think they were going to open in late May.
What building are they in now?
They're in the building that's it's right next to Grinders, kind of next to Grinders, just to the west. There's also a beer hall opening up in the same building. It's the building that was partially collapsed. There's a lady
worked down the street when that car hit that place.
Yeah, she was evading the police high speed chase wherever she ran on the side of the building and it partially collapsed. So they've rebuilt that corner of the building and made a big glass entry and it's really cool. It's really
cool. Drive by and check that out.
It's very cool. So that should be opening up pretty soon. Very much looking forward to that. The one thing the Crossroads seems to be missing though is that quick service, fast casual kind of place. Literally every single restaurant on the Crossroads is a sit down service restaurant. So,
and that's probably by design. That's by design, zoning designs.
Maybe.
People don't want fast food places.
Yeah. And it doesn't even need to be fast food, right? It could be like a Chipotle style place. Like it doesn't have to be a fast food, like with a drive through, like a Burger King, right? It could be something that's like a local version of a fast casual where you walk up to the counter. They make it in front of you and you walk out the door or you just go sit down and you eat really quick. You don't have to deal with tips. You don't have to deal with all that stuff. That's the thing that I think is really missing because there's so many people that work down there
and live now.
But even for the lunch crowd, like that's what we need is we can't go and sit down and spend an hour and a half at lunch every single time we want to go out for lunch. So that's the biggest thing that we're missing down there, but I'm sure somebody's working on something. Every time a building goes up for sale, it sells pretty quick, and then
is the city going to support that? That's always the issue. You know,
so far so good, right?
They don't want drive-throughs. I know that.
I know, and that's fine. I don't need it to be a drive-through. You know, because I can walk there, right?
Yeah,
and that makes sense. But thinking about coffee shops, for example, right? We have always had Mildred's pretty close by and PT's coffee pretty close by. Then Thou Mayest opened. And then now the roastery opened, and now Messenger Coffee's opening pretty soon. And then there's a coffee inside the bakery that's on 20th and Main. And then there's, you can get coffee at Biz and Wheezy's at 18th and Wyandotte. You know, like there are literally six or seven coffee shops we could hit within two blocks of our office. Mm. I'm not a coffee drinker. So I always wonder how in the world do they all stay open and they're all busy all the time.
Yeah, they are.
It's amazing.
It is awesome.
But yeah, we got every coffee shop you can imagine. And
I want to touch briefly. We're talking to Clifton Alexander about taking clients to lunch.
Oh, just man, I love taking clients to lunch. It's one of my favorite things to do. I do it all the time. And it's very rare that you'll ever see me at a fancy place with a client. So even if this is a client from a bank or a client in a suit, we actually had banker clients come in town from out of town to visit with us. And we took them to our favorite hole in the wall taco shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is no matter who you are, you would appreciate really good quality food, right? No matter where it comes from. And so if I am the validator of this hole in the wall place, then it makes the person sort of feel like they now have an in on this little hole in the wall place that nobody's ever heard of type of thing. Right. Mm. And so you become the expert in the food and you become the person who's letting them in on a little secret, so to speak. And so I always take my clients to places like that because it gives them a sense of discovering something new and interesting. And after they leave that, and like I said, I've never had a single person ever tell me that they have not been back with their friends the very next day.
So they didn't look down upon you.
They never do. And in fact, a lot of times they seem to appreciate it and they invite their friends. And the next time I see them, they go, oh my gosh, that very next weekend, I took my family there and we went 2 days in a row type of thing. I hear that all the time.
Wow.
Because like it's like you're letting them in on a little secret.
It's so different than what the playbook tells you.
It's totally different, right? Yeah. But I'm not the kind of guy who's like,
you
got to
remember too, though, in your world and in marketing and design,
sure,
you know, you're the,
sure.
You're
but I'm the still expert. Taking, but I'm still taking bankers and lawyers and those types of people and PR people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm taking those types of people to those places. And it's,
what's a good in between for you then? If you didn't want to take them to El Camino or
Hula
go
Hands,
to talk,
something Hula like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I figured you were going to say something like a West Side local type.
Oh, well, yeah. But remember what I said earlier about how I don't love food that's like really foodie food?
Yeah.
Like really high-end foodie food because I too many flavors and I get real weirded out by that.
Too many different things
in
the burger.
Going on. Yeah, yeah. I just want like a burger that's really amazing. I don't need it to have radishes and all kinds of weird things. You know what I mean? Or ingredients I can't pronounce or I've never heard of. Yeah.
Well, so. I am excited for you to take me to lunch sometime.
We need to go to lunch like two or three times.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm fired up right now about all these places. Clifton Alexander, Reactor Design Studios, contributor to the Grill Nation show. Great guy, great company. Check it out at reactorkc.com. Also available on Twitter at CliffBow. Great guy and creative Chuck Norris of Kansas City. Thanks for joining me again today.
You're very welcome.
Thanks. And we'll see you again next month.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Grill Nation. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.